Over time, moss, mold, and mildew stains cover your home, and cleaning them is too much work. You need Wet and Forget, the easy bleach-free way to clean tough outdoor stains. For decks, patios, and cushions, use Wet and Forget outdoor spaces. No scrubbing, no rinsing. Just apply and let it do the work for you over time. Got a bigger job? Reach second-story siding and roofs with Outdoor Max. Up to a 30-foot reach and 2x the coverage. Get Wet and Forget at Home Depot, Lowe's, and Walmart.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Musical genius Stevie Wonder kicks us off. Hour number three of The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. My B-list is
song-picking genius Nick.
Starting this right now.
Kicking this off.
Claimed by Nick, picked by Joel. Yep. It's hour number three of The Usual Suspects.
Yep.
Okay.
Love me some Stevie Wonder.
I do too. I just don't love this song that much.
I like Stevie. I wouldn't go love. Oh, but fantastic. I really like Stevie.
Dude, he's talented. In concert, even at his age, yeah. He is all world.
I could see that.
Okay. That's just not nice.
He loves making Stevie Wonder jokes. That's been his thing since day one.
What?
You would just rattle them off.
I was just agreeing with you. I could see that.
Anybody who doesn't agree with you must be blind.
All right. Mm-hmm. Scrub number one on Twitter said, Barry, let's not play like dudes haven't done some great things in the pursuit of some ass. There is no greater focus. That's so true. Like, we're all
man
amazed.
Is the point.
We're all amazed what this dude did in the back of that car, but are we really? Should we be?
And if he knows that he's got a track record that may keep him incarcerated for a while, I better have my last dance now.
That's a great point. Scrub number one. The hits.
You have that. So we've already covered some Astros. As the Astros wrap up the two-game series against the Rangers this evening and then have the day off tomorrow. So with the win last night, the magic number for a playoff spot is one. And the magic number for the division is three.
Correct.
And the A's, I believe, were playing a day game today?
I can pull up the schedule real quick. I know there is a game already going on. I don't know if it was the A's or not.
I am looking as we speak.
They are playing.
Okay, so the A's are underway.
0-0.
And we'll keep an eye on that. It's delayed by weather in Oakland. Casey in
Oakland. Is this Imelda causing this? Feeder bans from Imelda?
No, unless Donald Trump had his Sharpie. There's no way that Imelda is going to reach the West Coast.
Well, you never know. Did you see that where they had Tropical Storm Imelda on the map and somebody drew it around Alabama and went, watch out, it's headed to Alabama.
I was wondering if somebody was going to make that reference.
So good. Hey, let's talk a little bit about this. We touched on it, but we didn't really get into this Felipe Vasquez thing from the closer for the Pirates is under arrest for having tried to have sex with a 13-year-old girl, sent her nudes, but also admitted to police that he tried to have sex with her before his lawyer was present. We all know that pedophiles exist.
Yeah.
But I think when you see it creep into the sports lexicon, when you see it creep into sports and entertainment and movies and stuff, it starts to you pay attention to it differently. I feel like this is almost worse because you're cheering for this dude.
Yeah.
And people are buying his jerseys and you know what I mean? And now you're like, oh my God, this dude is a disgusting pedophile. And here we've been propping him up as this great baseball player. And he was in demand, like you mentioned.
Dodgers were so hot in pursuit, and the Pirates kept boosting the price because as a left-handed closer, there's an added value. And there were teams all over. And you got to believe the Dodgers are going, thank goodness that didn't happen.
Pirates are wishing they'd pulled the trigger on that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I think for me, the reason why it bothers me is that a lot of these pedophiles, they put a lot of effort into covering their tracks, and they put a lot of effort in strategizing into pursuing these little girls and little boys. And this guy is in the public figure. He's a famous baseball player, and it just seems too easy. That is the reason why it's so scary to me, because even a baseball player who's obviously in the spotlight more than the average person can get away or almost get away with something like this. So
the mom found pictures of him,
and she went through the social media
phone.
Oh, yeah.
Man. That he had sent naked photos. He had sent videos of him doing sexual acts to this 13-year-old girl. They met when he was throwing a bullpen session, or when he was in the bullpen of a game.
He's creeping during a game.
Yep.
Now, as far as the last article that I read, and this was, I think, before he admitted to police that he had done what he did, that they held him without bail.
Okay.
Already. So they obviously have to have a stack of evidence against this guy to where...
Well, they went in and confiscated his phone right away. And
they raided his apartment.
Raided his apartment, confiscated his phone, talked to him even before his lawyer was present.
Which is probably smart.
Yep. And a mistake on his part, obviously.
Sure.
But it's sad and disgusting, and it's a little infuriating all at the same time. Because, again, I don't think we don't always think about that when it comes to sports. I mean, it's just you think about that. There are deviants and there are awful people in every walk of life. But I think sometimes we choose not to believe that.
Sure, of course, right. Especially when they've got this kind of skill set or if they're famous. Yeah,
well, we were just talking about the rock star thing. I mean, as a major league athlete, baseball player, it doesn't matter what sport. You essentially are like a rock star.
Yeah.
You have your choice of all these women of age, all these beautiful women coming at you, all these different opportunities. But you're going to pick a child when you're warming up in the bullpen?
Yep. Well, I don't know if he was warming up. He was in the bullpen.
Or in the bullpen, regardless.
Says, police said Vasquez met the girl while in the bullpen at PNC Park in Pittsburgh.
If he was warming up or not, the fact that he's just out there in the bullpen, supposed to be working, playing baseball, and instead he's working an angle to work a 13-year-old girl?
And you know she's 13. Even if you think she's, she's 16. It doesn't matter. Like, that's still, boy.
It boggles my mind.
Pretty disgusting. I guess we'll see I don't see this going well for the guy if they've got his phone. He admitted it.
A confession, yeah.
Yeah,
he confessed. Mom found pictures of him on her phone. It just sounds like it's just a matter of how much time is he going away for? His career's over. Life is over. He's going, and it should be, he's going to jail for a very, very long time.
Then you got to think about all the teammates, and you're like, bro, you ride or die with your brothers in that locker room, and now it's like, what? Like, you were part of this family. You were, I don't know, I'd be like.
It makes me wonder, too, at the minor league level, because you guys talk about, we talked about movies like Bull Durham and how girls go gaga for guys that are not even famous and how some of these guys could probably get away with it and we would never know about it because they're not famous.
Yeah.
You know, or they're not big leaguers or they're not in that spotlight. So that, to me, is even more scarier. So, look, I mean, hopefully he goes to jail for a very long time, if not for the rest of his life. Obviously, his career is over. We know that, right? At the very minimum.
Oh, yeah.
Done.
So we'll just see how much of a punishment he gets from the courts.
I mean, can you imagine being a teammate of his in the same locker room that's a married man that has a 13-year-old daughter?
Yeah,
I'm telling you right now, a guy that probably, like you said, Barry, that would go to war with his teammate and they're together, he's looking to try and take a bat to that guy if he finds him in the...
You have him over to the house or, I'm sure there are family...
Worse.
I'm sure there are family events for that each team has where families
There's
show
up.
There's
a family room every night.
Yeah.
In for every home team, almost in every sport, where the families hang out.
Yeah.
And that's then the players after crazy. The game, that's where they go to meet up with their family members. Everybody congregates in those rooms with food and beverage and stuff.
Yeah.
But you're right. If they ever had like a family gathering at the house and this dude was there, I'd lose my mind as a dad.
Some good news from baseball, though. Shout out to Kevin Biggio.
Yeah, how about
for hitting for the cycle like his dad. The second father-son duo to hit for the cycle. Do you know who the first was?
I read it, so I won't say.
No, say.
No, go ahead.
Just say.
No. Anybody want to guess? Nick, guess.
Say again?
First father-son duo to hit for the cycle.
I would have said the Griffies.
Me too.
And that's not who
that
it would
have been my guess.
Then who is it then?
The Wards.
Gary
would
Ward.
Would you have guessed that?
Gary Never. Ward and the Ward.
Daryl Ward.
Daryl Ward, who played for the Astros.
Yeah. I don't know how Daryl Ward got in a triple. That's the big surprise.
I know he hit a ball out of Pirate Stadium into the river.
But if you were going to guess father and sons to hit for the cycle, it would have been...
The Bonds or
the Griffies.
Yeah.
Exactly. Not
without
the wards.
Without a doubt. No, that's crazy.
I would have never bet that.
Huh? I see what you did there.
Guys, it's football season. If you're betting and you want to bet on the football games this year or any other sport for that matter, check out mybookie.ag because with mybookie.ag, you bet, you win. Most importantly, you get paid. Look, when you have money in your account at MyBookie, you want to get that money out when you want it, not when they feel like you should get it. And that happens a lot in this business, but it does not happen with MyBookie and mybookie.ag. That's why it's great if you're playing with them because you're going to get your money when you want it. Nobody pays you out faster. Nobody pays you out faster. Plus, they got odds on every game and more prop bets than any other sports book out there. So not only are you getting your cash, but you're getting a lot of options that you're not going to get at other places. You can even bet after kickoff, so you don't have to – if you miss the opportunity before kickoff, you can still get a chance to get action on a game and – you know, hit some of those parlays and turn something small into something big for you. Have a great weekend. And you do all that at MyBookie. Guys, do not be out there betting with some no-name sports book. I don't want you risking it. It's your money. Don't risk it. Be smart. Bet with MyBookie.ag. They are the absolute best. And right now, when you sign up with MyBookie, they're going to double your first deposit. That is up to $1,000 in free money to wager on your favorite team. How simple is that? How cool is that? All you got to do when you sign up is use promo code radio. Go do that right now. Get your exclusive double your money offer. That's mybookie.ag. Promo code radio. You play, you win, you get paid at MyBookie.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
You know, you can get an old dog to water, you just can't get it to drink sometimes.
What?
You can lead
that's not
anybody to the right list, but you can't get them to play the right part of the song. If you're going to play
No.
I don't know what the saying is. I don't care. You get the gist of it. The fact of the matter is, he can steal all the songs that I put on there,
bro.
But he couldn't cue it up to the right part.
Well, I knew you would.
No, you did not.
Tear me up for the first 30, 45 seconds of the song.
I debated having this song on my list. It's a great song.
What is this?
But this is the interlude to Boston.
Get it together.
It's been such a long time.
Dang, it's 7 minutes. Like, when does this thing get going, bro?
Well, you should have researched you just started to start a segment. Rewind it a little bit.
Damn. We had to sit through all that for that?
There you go, right there.
This is awful.
Great song.
It doesn't sound like a great song.
It certainly is.
Wow.
You wouldn't have played this since you're on your record player back in the day, Barry? Like in your car?
No. I would not have.
Well, I can tell you what. This. After the first pothole, he'd skip the interlude. He'd go right to the start of the song. He'd be right where he had to be.
Just to clean it up, it's you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make it drink.
Dogs, horses, they're interchangeable.
An old dog. Why did you add old to the animal?
Figured it's something we do on this show, so why not add it here? It works.
A couple of texts from the text line. Somebody said, Barry, love the show. Where'd you get that Nintendo 64 Houston shirt? That's a very popular shirt. Gooseworks on Instagram. Just look up Gooseworks screen printing. Had it on yesterday when at the improv, and somebody, I don't know if this is the same person or not, but somebody even hit me up on my Facebook asking about it. So yeah, Gooseworks is where I got it from. Go order from
them.
Were
they legitimately supposed to be in your Facebook?
Support. It was my fan page.
Okay, good.
Yeah. But yeah, support. That's why I wear those, because I want to support local companies. I want you guys to buy local, go get some H-Town shirts, and they have a great one.
Just like the Blitz does a great job on Tuesdays where they use only local music
and
local artists, and then they can promote it. And if you're interested, you ask who it is. They tell you how you can get their music and their information. Great stuff.
Okay. Now, I wasn't aware of this.
Is this what you're going to quiz me on?
Yeah. I don't know if you've heard about this. And Nicholas, maybe you too. I don't know. But somebody said, what do y'all think about the conspiracy, or the conspiracy theory, I should say. Mm-hmm. What do y'all think about the conspiracy theory that Stevie Wonder isn't actually blind?
It's false. I can verify it. I've told you guys this before. So one of the last times he was in Houston, it was his birthday.
Okay.
The head of security for the Rockets and also for Toyota Center, a friend of mine, Bryant, we were talking about the show the next day. I saw him in the hallway, and he goes, dude, he goes, the show, outstanding. Yes, he still got it, got his fastball, all that stuff. He goes, but the story makes me a fan for life. And I go, what happened? And he said, well, after the show, Stevie takes off, and he heads home. And he gets a call. He's about 35 minutes away from Toyota Center, and it's Stevie Wonder's people saying, hey, we left too quickly. We forgot his birthday cake. He's at the hotel, and we were really wondering if there's a way we could get it. Can you get someone from the custodial staff or whatever to run it up to the front? Well, Bryant says, no, I'll go back and get it, and I'll bring it to you. So he goes back to Toyota Center. He gets the cake. He takes it to the hotel. He's trying to leave it at the front desk, and the front desk lady says, no. They said that when you got here, I was to let them know you were to go up to the room. So he takes the cake up to the room, and Stevie Wonder invites him to sit down in his suite and watch TV with him and have birthday cake. Let me get to it.
He starts throwing stuff at him.
No. So then...
How's he watching TV?
So Bryant sits down with him, and he proceeds to show him, not even with a phone, he had purchased one of the first devices that could read the TV guide in print.
Oh, really?
And then regurgitate it to him audio-wise so he could select which shows he would like to listen to. He also then proceeded to show him, because they got into some pretty in-depth conversation, and Stevie gave him his cell phone, which was really badass too, and he's like, he goes, we are now friends. And he goes, there's two black men that are need to be on the same page and be focused and be positive. He goes, you have my cell phone number. You call me anytime you need anything, because we're on the same page now as friends. And Bryant was just floored. And so then they started talking about some other things. And Bryant was asking him, like, you know, so if you're in a cab or you're taking, how do you, he goes, oh, no, I also have another device. And I think it might be the same device. He goes, so when I go into my wallet and reach for money, it will tell me what it is.
Really?
Yeah. And he said, so that way I don't get ripped off and I don't have a cab driver that says, yeah, that's a 20 and it's actually a 100 or a 50 or whatever. And
wow.
I said to Bryant when he was done, I could have listened to those stories and everything he told them, because it was just, it solidified for once.
Okay.
Instead of crapped all over, you know, you have these aspirations. We talked about Bob Uecker for me growing up. And then when I met him the first time, he was just a jerk. This solidified even more that Stevie's a musical talent, but he's a hell of a dude.
There is a video apparently of, it says, so I of course I Googled Stevie Wonder blind conspiracy theory. Deadspin has an article, and one of the things that they question is, why does Stevie Wonder go to so many basketball games?
There's a PA announcer.
You don't get play-by-play, though.
That's a good point.
You're only.
He's probably in a suite with a TV in it.
No, he sits courtside.
I've seen him courtside.
They're showing him courtside. What?
So you're starting to believe in this?
I don't. I'm just saying.
I'm out for that reason. I'm out. If Barry believes it, for that reason, I'm out. For one, and because of the, I believe the people that I've talked to, so I know that I believe my man Bryant.
How did he know? Look at this video, Joel. How did Stevie Wonder know, as Paul McCartney runs off stage and knocks over the mic stand, Stevie caught it? How? How did he just catch that mic stand? You just saw that with your own eyes, did you not?
Heard it falling.
No. Shut up.
Next, the video's got a bunch of people around him and music playing.
Paul McCartney runs and knocks over the mic stand, and you clearly see Stevie Wonder reach out to grab it.
Hey, there was this blind kid on the...
He could hear that Paul McCartney kicked the mic stand. He could just reach out his hand and say, hey, blind squirrel catches a nut. Hey. I can catch a mic stand.
No, you had to use a blind squirrel? Really, Joel?
Because I believe he's blind, unlike you.
Google the blind kid that can roller skate.
What's up? Okay, roller skating is one thing.
Yeah, and he would see, like, he would know that they're garbage cans on the sidewalk that he's about to hit in front of him.
I'm going to tweet this video out right now.
So you're going to be one of those people.
I mean...
You're going to conspire with the others that he can see.
If you can see, that's a badass prescription. I need to know his doctor, because...
I probably shouldn't use the look eyes on the looking emoji.
No.
But I'm going to. At Barry is funny. If you want to see Stevie Wonder, Joel, you saw it with your own eyes. Did you not?
I saw the video you're showing me.
What is that supposed to mean? You act like I'm making this up?
I still don't believe that he can see. Hey, Nick, he might have used the same glaucoma treatment that Barry used on the road.
Yeah.
Are you denying that this video exists? That it's real?
No, but you know what? Videos can be doctored, too.
Get out of here. Okay. You're not suggesting.
Your other senses are enhanced. He heard the microphone
being hit or kicked.
In the middle of a
performance. And he reached out his hand. He doesn't know if he's going to get it or not, but he's going to make the attempt.
In the middle of a performance where he's singing and there's music blaring, over all that, he heard a microphone stand falling.
Stevie's got some big ass ears, man.
He doesn't have big ears. He's got good ears.
When you lose one of your senses, the other senses are more keen. Being alert.
I think you guys are reaching right now.
I think you're reaching.
Like he did for that mic stand that fell. Get out of here. All right, I tweeted it. That Barry's funny. Go watch Stevie Wonder miraculously.
God, now you're all getting just nasty about it, too.
Patrick P. Randizzle, why does Stevie Wonder wear a watch? Huh? What? Guys, the signs are out there.
Oh, that wasn't as bad. Man, I just looked at the video.
He caught it. He totally caught it.
He didn't catch
it. How did he know it was falling?
First of all, that was the slowest fall of a microphone ever.
Doesn't matter. If it was slow, then it would have made zero noise because it was slow. How did he know it was falling? Yeah, he does catch it. Facts. Sits courtside, wears the watch, caught a mic stand. I don't know, guys.
Nick, Barry threw the red flag, and after conversing with New York, they've said he does. It was a catch.
I believe it. I'm just saying.
It was a catch.
I'm just like, it's like religion. If you can show me proof, I'm in. My eyes don't deceive me. That was a poor choice of words.
We know video can be altered and doctored.
That is not doctored. Stevie Wonder caught that mic stand. Fact. Can't deny that. Fact. I'm not saying he's not blind. I'm just saying that video is fact. Go look at it on Twitter. At Barry is funny. Interesting.
You want to start a poll about people, whether they think Stevie Wonder can see or not?
I tell you what, I am going to bookmark this Deadspin article and read the rest of it because I'd like to see what else is going on here. What other shenanigans are out there? Apparently, Bomani Jones is in on it too because there's a 15-minute video of Bomani Jones talking about it. Even though your story makes a lot more sense, Joel, I'm just rolling with this one.
I know you are. Like a barrel downhill. You are rolling.
I mean, the facts don't lie.
Well, someone's got to. I do want to remind you guys, too, Rice, for the second straight week, has a big-time matchup for people in Texas. Last week it was the Horns. This week it's the Bears. The Rice Owls battling Baylor Saturday, September the 21st, 6 p.m., Rice Stadium, presented by Houston Methodist. Don't miss out on this primetime Power 5 college football game deep in the heart of Houston. Get your tickets now for a Texas Celebration Day and put your Texas pride on display. Call or text 713-348-OWLS, 713-348-6957, or visit riceowls.com/tickets to secure your tickets for the big game today. Just want to let everybody know while you're doing what you're doing over there.
You know what I'm doing? I'm looking at a picture.
I did.
What do you have to say about this? Look at on the streamers, on the Twitch.
Do you think they can see that?
Zoom in there, Nicholas. What is that a picture of?
From here.
What is this a picture of?
I can't tell.
Huh?
What do you think, Nick's Rune Arledge in the middle of the wide world of sports? He's got everything.
What is that a picture of?
Stevie Wonder looking down.
No, it's
taking a picture of Michael Jackson.
He's got a sense of humor. He's got it up to his eyes.
He does have a sense of humor. I don't know.
He's been on Saturday Night Live before and made fun of himself all these kind of things. So, yeah.
He is a pretty funny dude.
Yeah, before you go too far.
I'm just saying that I'm not making this up. This is all in the article. I'm just saying that this is new to me. And it really makes you have questions. Okay.
You like this Billy Joel song?
I'm not a Billy Joel guy, so no.
This song makes me want to snap in place.
Wow, you're doing it in rhythm, too.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that was awful. I hope you guys saw that on Producer Cam.
I mean...
And now it's Shame
Cam.
Can
you sing a little? Can you just hum up, sing a few bars?
No? Shame Cam right there,
boys. Take a couple shots of whiskey, I might do that.
Take the bass. No?
You should give us a little roll right there. Give us a little Tootsie Roll.
A Tootsie Roll?
Yeah, do the Tootsie Roll.
No one does a Tootsie Roll anymore.
Okay.
It's a dated song. I mean, dance.
Close enough. All right. We got a half hour to go in the big show when we come back. 30 minutes on the clock. Don't go anywhere. We take you till 4. Blitz takes you till 7. Right here on ESPN 97.5.
Knows how much further we'll go on. Maybe I'll be sorry when you're gone.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
This is pretty much what the couple was singing when they got out of the squad car. After midnight, we're going to let it all hang out.
He let it all hang out.
He sure
that
did.
For sure.
Evidently.
All right. All of my fellow conspiracy theorists, at Barry is funny. I got the video and the picture of him taking a picture. Also, don't forget, Oprah bought him a car. You know what?
You want to tell the rest of the story, Paul Harvey, or are you just going to leave it
Joel.
There?
You just have to look for it.
Oh, boy. Much better than the ones you used unintentionally in the Antonio Brown story yesterday.
I didn't mean to make puns yesterday at all. Yeah, look, Aaron's feet is like, he's like Daredevil. This is true. Daredevil is the blind superhero.
Yeah, but he could see with like speed, right?
Daredevil?
Yeah.
No.
Like he had an idea of where things were.
This is his hearing. He could hear bullets.
He heard the microphone fall. I told you.
Bullets. Exactly. The freaking Matrix. Get out of here.
See?
Are you done?
I'm done. We can move on. Let's talk something sportsy.
Let's talk about Mike Leach for a second.
Oh, there we go.
Because this is some good stuff. So this if you missed good. It, Mike Leach, as you all know by now, if you watch any kind of Sports Center or highlight shows, Mike Leach has a tendency to go off the beaten path just a little bit. He can do his weekly press conference, and he can get down to the opponent and keys to victory and health of his team. But at some point, somehow, somewhere, he's going to get a little bit off of football. And he likes to just unload on the media what's on his mind. Conspiracy theories, breakdowns, and someone this week asked him who would win if there was a fight between all the mascots in the Pac-12. Instead of just chuckling and waving it off, he decided to attack it head on. Sounded like this.
First of all, what kind of mythical powers does a Sun Devil have? We've got to consider that. I'm going to say the Wildcat's out. The Trojan, does he have a horse or is he on foot? Does he have a bow and arrow or just his sword? The Bruin, definitely formidable. Another bear up there at Cal. The tree, I imagine that tree's going to get chopped down. Unless we're going to go with a bird and somebody might get pecked or something, I don't know. The duck might lose interest and just fly away and get out of there, which may be good advice under the circumstances. The husky, no chance. The beaver... Well, we'll see how long that beaver can hold his breath. The Ute, again, we're back to, is he on horseback? Does he have a bow and arrow? Did he trade for a rifle? I mean, you know, because if that Ute's got a rifle, there's some definite problems. You know, you'd have to get one of those Harry Potter activists to read up on how you kill a Sun Devil, because there's a lot of outside stuff there. Just as far as a beast alone... a buffalo's going to be pretty hard to tangle with. I mean, a buffalo's utterly outstanding. Did I leave any of them out? The cougar will find a way. Clear-minded and crafty, a combination of stay out of harm's way and attack when you get your chances or your openings.
That was so good.
He finished with his, of course, his the Cougs. Mascot, the Cougs. For Washington State.
First of all, you have to know, well, I feel like that somebody lets him know.
So you're just going to screw up everything today. You're going to conspiracize Stevie Wonder's site.
You don't think he
you're
was
gonna
in on
that.
You're
going to say that this was all a big setup and that he knew it was coming.
I think he knew it was coming because yeah. He's already endeared the – not because the PR gave him a
yeah.
heads up,
yeah.
because they know he's cool with those type of questions.
Right.
That's why I think he knew.
And you could be like, hey, coach, I'm going to ask you today who would win in a fight for the mascots.
But even
because I don't know if they gave him that. I don't even know.
First of all, it's one thing to just have a piece of paper so you know all the mascots are there. But to have to break down each individual mascot and their strengths and weaknesses and what you got to find out.
My question was, what the hell is a Sun Devil?
It's a devil that likes to tan.
No, I Googled it while he was talking.
Well, you and the Googles.
Well, don't we want to know? Don't we want to educate our listeners?
What is it?
Well, what would you think a sun devil would be?
A devil that likes the sun.
Wow, you are so basic.
I look at the logo.
You are so basic.
The logo is a devil with a pitchfork running around with a yellow face.
All right, this is from House of Heat, which is the Sun Devil's website. What the hell is a sun devil? You would think we just made it up, but a sun devil is actually a weather phenomenon many of you know as a whirlwind or a dust devil without the dust. The mascot character, our beloved Sparky, was drawn by the late Bert Anthony, a minion of Walt Disney. Rumor has it that Sparky was illustrated to resemble Disney. And if you look at them side by side, it's kind of creepy.
I can see that, yeah.
So a sun devil isn't even a creature. It's a weather phenomenon.
Then why wouldn't you have like a funnel cloud of dust or something like that as your logo?
I don't know. I couldn't tell you.
I mean, you got to have some sort of mascot, regardless if your
well,
team
the
name
Cyclones, right?
Represents
Iowa State.
Yeah.
I mean, and
I mean, what were the
is,
Washington when the Washington were the Bullets? What were the, what was the mascot then?
That's a good
was it
question.
Just a massive bullet? I mean,
no, and it wasn't a gun either. But I'm trying to remember what it was, if they indeed had one, because everybody did the stuffed animal. I think it was kind of like a Sesame Street character, and they just had some clever name for it, but I don't think it had anything to do
for the bullets?
With the bullets or guns or anything like that. But, you know, Arizona State's gotten away from using the Sun Devil. They just used the pitchfork thing as their logo in kind of a intimidating.
Why? Do they not? Is it?
I don't know.
Mm.
I don't know why the reason was, because I kind of like the ASU mascot with the devil in it.
Yep.
And they lately, if you look at their uniforms now, it's just that three-pronged fork on the side of the helmet.
All right, so if you had to answer the question, what Pac-12 mascot wins in a Pac-12 mascot brawl?
I think it ends up being Cal and UCLA in the final, a battle of the Bears. And I think the Cal Bear probably beats the UCLA Bruin.
So there's Huskies, Sun Devils, Utes, the Buffaloes of Colorado, the Beavers, the Ducks, the Bruins, Trojans, Wildcats, Cardinals, Cougars, and Bears. So you're going
Cardinal.
Yeah, the Stanford Cardinal.
A tree.
Yeah. So you're going.
You know what? Because we don't know, like to Mike Leach's point, we don't know if the Utes and the Trojans have weapons. You assume the Trojan has a sword. So it's probably coming down USC, Cal, and maybe UCLA. I don't know. What kind of bear is a Bruin?
Who wins in a fight between a dude with a sword and a bear?
The dude, probably. Unless he swings and misses, and then he gets crushed.
I mean,
we wrestle bears. Humans wrestle bears.
Yeah.
Andy Kaufman did.
I don't think the Husky wins. I mean, the Sun Devil's just a...
What is a Bruin? And Lisa went to UCLA. But what is a Bruin in terms of a bear? We know it's a bear. But is it a certain kind of extra mean bear? Because it always looks happy-go-lucky.
I don't know. Let's see. Bruin. I'll just Google Bruin.
Because just cow bears?
A bear, especially in children's fables. That's all it says.
Well, then he ain't winning.
No.
And that's getting down to either the Utes, Trojans, or the Cal Bears, because that's just a big-ass bear.
Yeah. I'm going to go... I think I'll go Trojans. I think the Trojans win. I don't... The Wildcats and all that.
Due to their elasticity?
Okay. No.
Okay. Just
they're the only one
trying
with
to get
a
the
weapon.
Factors behind the victory, the tail of the tape, Barry. Why
they're the
are
only
you picking
ones with
to
a
win?
Weapon. Although it would be kind of hard to stab a buffalo charging at you. You're probably going to get out of the way.
I love the fact he broke it down. Not only what the Utes might have, but if they had made a trade and traded for a musket or a gun. I mean, he's really put a lot of thought into this.
That was awesome, man. He is have you seen his Twitter? Oh, Mike Leach on Twitter is outstanding. If you're not following him, you should follow him. But he even tweeted out, he goes, some of you have been upset by my tweets as of late. Just remember, you don't have to follow me. Or something like, or you know what you were getting into when you followed me.
He's pretty, yeah. He's a different dude. And boy, and again, people can say what they want about how out there he is. One thing we know is his offense scores points.
Oh, yeah.
And by the way, Minshew, that you just saw, Texans fans, was his quarterback a year ago.
And as was, there's another one.
Luke Falk, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Jets.
Yep.
Yep. Yep. So he's produced some players that can play. Let's just put it that way.
This was his tweet. Warning, I got a couple of complaints today on one of my tweets. You read my tweets at your own risk. Viewer discretion strongly advised.
He's got some funny stuff out there. Coach's office, and he's sitting behind his desk with his phone in his hand. Coach, you got a minute? Yeah, just let me finish this tweet. And you're just going, wonder if that's football related or just something that just popped into his head.
He's a funny dude, man.
Yeah, he really is. Very funny. And like I said, his press conferences have become must-see TV because at some point he's getting off the football topic and he's going to go where he wants to go.
You think he would be good in the booth?
Oh, I think absolutely. You want to keep it, you know, kind of keep it light. I'll tell you what. But Nick, we need to find out when they do the Mike Leach press conference. And Barry Laminack's going to have a remote question about, is Stevie Wonder really blind? And I just want Mike Leach's take on it. I think he could break it down better than most.
That would be hilarious if we get Barry to
I'd do that.
Meet Mike Leach face-to-face and ask him that question.
Ask him weird questions.
He was just here in town.
Oh, we should have tried to get him
when
in
they
here.
Played the Cougs at NRG.
Oh, we missed it. I would have asked him football question.
Yeah, we were. We were in Beaumont.
Yeah, I would have just asked him conspiracy theory questions, and just that would have been fun.
That would have been a lot of fun.
Yep.
Damn it. Stupid reporters here in town, Mark Berman and you guys, instead of just trying to delve into other things, you should have asked him some of those kind of questions.
Right? Make fun of his height or his weight.
Nope. His laugh the other day. Remember when
that was okay.
When he did that little chipmunk laugh.
Do it again.
Legend, Purple Man.
You're really screwing me with these songs, Joel. Like, totally a setup.
You have to realize by now that half the time Barry and I encourage you to do things.
What is this? You picked the worst Prince song on the
motive.
He picked it. This is your list.
I picked it. That's my bad.
This is your list.
No, I just. I now searched the wrong song. That's my bad.
Picked this whack ass song of all the Prince songs.
That had to have time in the title. There's the kicker for you. Because Darling Nikki didn't. Just letting you know.
Oh my gosh.
One segment to go on the show. Take a break, come back, wrap it up, put a bow on it, turn it over to the Blitz. Right here on ESPN 97.5. My cousin tried Reaper for the very first time.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, final segment of The Usual Suspects. Hour number three. Hand selected by Nick Sciarra.
Oh, now I finish. Yeah.
It's a Nick list for the ages. And if he wins this week, if there was a poll, you know, regardless of whether Stevie can see or not, that there are bots. God.
This song started playing, and I was like, please pick up. Like, please give me a drum roll.
That's the legendary Mick Jagger.
A guitar solo.
Something.
And the Rolling Stones, Nick.
Proof that not all Rolling Stones songs are good. All right.
Someone just got broken up with in this song.
God.
Well, I'm just glad it was on your
good
list.
Good job, Nick. Yeah. Good job picking all those songs on your own.
Your research and data paid off effort. In a big way.
Wow. Demetrius said, hey, lawn talk time, Barry. Shut up, Nick and Joel. Suck it. When should I apply azomite? And do I just spread it with the feeder like
kiss
fertilizer?
Kiss my azomite. How about that?
Yeah, pour it in with your fertilizer. You can mix it together and spread it with the fertilizer.
So you're suggesting someone pour their azomite.
You don't know what azomite is, do you?
Into their crap, which is their fertilizer.
No, fertilizer is not.
What is it?
Demetrius, yes. You can pour it in. I did it separately, but I had a lot of fertilizer to apply. So if you only have like
half a
bag or whatever. Yeah, I have to. I buy like 8 bags of fertilizer to do my yard.
You're normally foolish, but yeah.
Oh, okay. Same way. Yeah, all right.
Okay.
Yeah, so now you know, Demetrius. I hope that helps. Hey, you're dumb.
Spell it.
As bleep if you think a sword would kill a bear before it killed you. First of all, you spelled dumb, D-U-M.
Did they get the your part
you
right?
You lose your argument
so
right
you
there.
So you lost.
Is there apostrophe in your?
In word two of your argument, you lost. Now, remember, this is a Royal Rumble, sir and or ma'am. And I will remind you that everyone is fighting at once. So while the cougar has the bear by the neck, the Trojan is stabbing the bear in the side. So I don't want to hear it about this whole thing.
How'd they spell your?
Y-O-U-R.
No apostrophe.
No apostrophe.
And then he followed it up with D-U-M.
Your Y-O-U-R, dumb D-U-M. That's the worst.
You know what he is, Barry?
Like, I hate when people correct my spelling on Twitter, but when you try to tell someone that they're an idiot and you spell you're an idiot and you use the wrong your, there's really nothing worse on
Twitter.
And
you misspelled dumb? You know what you just got right there?
Huh?
The text message valedictorian of the day. Congratulations.
I didn't even
you
notice.
Get the scarf.
You know, this is how dumb I am. I didn't even notice the your was the wrong your.
You're welcome.
So maybe I am dumb, D-U-M.
Hey, there's a video of Habib wrestling a bear, and PETA's going after him. So
is he? Are they really?
Yeah. Oh, well. There was a video of him wrestling a bear. It's a smaller bear. I mean,
yeah.
Not that I could kick this bear's ass. I'm just saying it's a smaller bear, and PETA was not happy about it.
You know what I don't like?
Me.
Besides you. There was a story in Colorado, of all places, where a bear got into a house and got freaked out, and the couple, is an older couple, tried to scare him away and everything like that. In the process, the bear ended up kind of scratching the guy's chest, but he got away.
Yeah.
There's a rule in Colorado, whenever there is an interaction like that, the bear has to be killed.
Really?
They found the bear and they killed it. Now, in my house, you know how that went over. But I thought that was a bit much. I mean, if he hurts somebody, if he kills somebody or maims somebody or something like that, then I understand that there's some serious consequences. But if the guy got his chest scratched.
But I think once the bear gets a taste of home living, home cooking.
But they're afraid he'll come back?
Yeah.
Or maybe the fact that his first interaction with a human was an attack. And so every time he sees a human, it means it thinks to attack.
It's a predator and I need to go kill it.
Yeah, maybe.
I could see all that.
I guess it makes sense.
I mean, first of all,
it's not exactly
when you say you have to kill the bear. Yeah, now, I would argue 50% of the population would do it. And I think another half would be a little too scared to do it. I mean, it's not that easy to kill a bear. I mean,
Well, but the other thing is
from a mental standpoint, I mean, obviously you can get a gun and just shoot it. I'm just saying not everybody can do that.
But the other
can take a wild animal's
life. The negative against being able to do anything else is the fact when an alligator does this or a snake, they capture it and then they release it in the wild somewhere else. You're going to have a hell of a fight on your hands and a challenge to try and capture the bear and then transport it.
Tranquilizer.
Yeah, I mean.
You just shoot it with a tranquilizer and it falls and then you're done.
Well, then that's what they should have done.
That's what you have in your house because you are a murderer.
I'm a murderer.
You got weapons and.
I do have weapons, but I've never been hunting a day in my life. Why am I a murderer?
Have you ever shot a human?
No.
Have you ever threatened one with a gun on the road?
No.
You have a solution for every dangerous situation.
You ever pulled your handgun out during any confrontation on the road?
No, but I didn't point it at anybody. I just put it under my leg because the guy got out of a car. No, okay. I never raised the gun to him. I got ready because the dude got out of his car like he was going to come to my car.
How many coyotes
have you killed? That would have been a mistake.
Huh? Coyotes. How many of those have you killed?
Never killed a coyote. I've never killed an animal with a weapon. Just my bare hands.
Snake? How'd you kill the snake?
Shovel. Okay. Maybe.
There's the bear.
I digress.
And now the conspiracy theorists are on
fire.
Fine.
All right.
It's just a matter of time on the farm. Shoot.
All right. I killed a snake. And in hindsight, that was a mistake. After I killed the first one and realized that rat snakes are good, never killed another snake at the house again. Just let them live. Just shoo them off. Get out of here.
Shoo them off, huh?
Yeah. Shoot them off. That's it.
Shoo them off?
Shooed. Shoo. Get on out of here.
Don't spell shooed.
No, I don't know how to spell shoot.
Or it could be, you could be right there with the text message.
Yeah, the one that I had wrapped around my door. I knocked on the glass and it just slithered off. So, yeah. No, don't kill them anymore. Never been hunting.
Definitely do not kill any lizards that get in the house.
Have you ever been hunting
before?
Never been hunting in my life.
Nicholas, have you ever been hunting?
I have not.
No? Would you go?
I absolutely would.
You would?
Yeah.
So you could kill an innocent deer.
Yeah, I guess I would. I mean, really? I would try it, yeah. I've never gone hunting. I've always wanted to go hunting.
See, I don't think I could do that. One, I don't have the patience to go hunting. It's worse than fishing, and fishing is boring to me.
I'm totally with you, and I grew up on Lake Michigan, and a lot of my friends even here still love to go fishing, and I just can't do it because it's for hours and hours. And
how about dove hunting?
No.
My buddies do all that too.
Some quail?
No, I couldn't kill like animals like that.
I'm with
like
you.
A snake. I could chop the head off a snake, but it's a snake.
It's a reptile.
But I do
like
not
like deer
snakes.
And birds. I couldn't do that. I don't know why. I don't begrudge people that do. I don't mind that people hunt because I realize now, like wild hogs, I could kill those.
Well, they'll come straight. They'll come after you, right?
Yeah, hogs are evil. But like deer, and I realize that, I realize hunting is to help control the deer population. That's also why I don't mind it because it would be bad. But no, possums. I'm not. No,
they're aggressive.
They can't hurt anything.
They're pretty aggressive. Possums can be aggressive.
Can they?
They're mean. Yeah, they don't interact
the
well
ones
with
that are
humans.
Completely harmless.
Armadillos that get after your ass too.
Yeah, no, they won't.
Raccoons are the ones that are kind of harmless.
No, I've seen raccoons do some damage.
Possums, a possum will hiss at you, make you think that your world is about to end.
Yeah, because
no,
I remember
not the hiss.
I remember I had one in my garage and I was trying to get it out,
Same.
And that was a challenge, dude.
Who won? Did you just move?
I mean, he won because I got out of the way.
He's just like,
got
you know
out
what?
Out of the way.
Y'all pack your stuff. Why? Because this possum is mean, boy. We're moving. You can have it.
You guys have a house, though. We don't care. We like this apartment. Matter. It's big enough.
Yeah. And those we're raccoons moving. Can do damage. When I was a kid, we had a raccoon in our garage, and my neighbor had a shotgun, and all of the dads got together to try and get it out. That raccoon, with its claws, ripped a hole right through the wood side of our garage.
As it was being
raccoons
shot at?
Raccoons can do some damage. No, they never shot him. He got away that time. I can't say so much about
later. I think I told this story about the possum in my garage, but I...
Did you? I mean, I don't remember.
I kept going out to the garage and my stuff was all messed up. There would be stuff knocked off the shelves and just stuff everywhere. And I would go in and I would bitch at Nora. I'd be like, hey, if you're going to go out in the garage and look for stuff, could you put everything back? She was like, what are you talking about? I was like, it's a mess out there. And then I would go and clean up the garage. And then like 2 days later, I'd get home, crap everywhere.
And then you would yell at her
I
again.
I was like, Nora, I'm sick of this. Stay out of my garage. Like this happened like 3 times. And then I go out one day to put trash in the trash can that was empty. And in the bottom was a possum. And then I was like, oh.
Alive?
Yeah. It was trapped in the garage, then somehow made its way into the trash can and couldn't get out. And as soon as I looked in there, it was all, I was like, oh, hell
yeah,
no.
Yeah, that's exactly the sound they
so
made.
So I picked up the trash can, I put it in the back of the Eclipse, and I drove it to a field and just threw the trash can and the possum in the field and drove
that's
home.
Exactly what I would have done. Dude, I would have left
like,
the trash can and everything.
But you can
get a new one for $5, $6?
Car?
Yeah.
What if the thing, while you're driving, what if the thing got out of the trash can?
No. I had the little, you know, those bungee cord tie things in the back of the
put
Eclipse.
Put the lid on?
Open the hatchback. No, I didn't put the lid on. I just opened the hatchback. I bungee corded it on each side so it didn't tip one way or the other. Drove to the field down the street a little bit. Got out. Took the whole trash can.
In a Mitsubishi Eclipse.
In an Eclipse.
That little two-door two-door car.
Heaved that whole trash can, possum and all, into the field. Ran back to the car. Drove off. And that was the end of that. Never saw or heard from that possum again. But for a week, I kept blaming Nora. Stop tearing up my garage, woman.
But did you tell her you found the possum?
Yeah. She
let you have it. You should have never told
her. She had to when he went through all that trouble.
It was her Eclipse.
You could do the catch and release.
I wasn't putting that thing in my car. Are you crazy?
She used her car?
Yeah. I don't think so. Because if he would have got loose in the car, I would have just parked and left the car. You can have that, too. Nope. I don't think so.
All right, boys, good show on the way back Wednesday. Tomorrow, back at it here at the Gal Media Studios. So for Nick and Barry, I'm Joel. Have a great night, everybody, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow. The Blitz is next right here, ESPN 975.
Overtime, moss, mold, and mildew stains cover your home, and cleaning them is too much work. You need Wet and Forget, the easy bleach-free way to clean tough outdoor stains. For decks, patios, and cushions, use Wet and Forget outdoor spaces. No scrubbing, no rinsing. Just apply and let it do the work for you over time. Got a bigger job? Reach second-story siding and roofs with Outdoor Max. Up to a 30-foot reach and 2x the coverage. Get Wet and Forget at Home Depot, Lowe's, and Walmart.
Big refund, big project, big savings at Menards. Turn your tax refund into your next big project. That patio you've been dreaming of is more affordable than you think when you do it yourself. Get free estimates fast using our landscaping design program in-store or on Menards.com. Save big on the largest selection of concrete landscaping blocks at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
saving money on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. We have a huge selection of concrete and mortar mixes, from setting a post or pouring a walkway to installing concrete block or natural stone. We've got the mix you need in stock today. View our entire selection of concrete mixes and supplies in store and on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer for more great deals happening now. Save.